Other things, by the way, the other things we did in the actual power station itself was on the switchboard. They had some, the original, from some photographs I saw when I was working at the on the Mildenhall collection of the for the Australian Archives. Incidentally, they produced a photograph there and they showed it to me and they said, "That's the brickworks." I looked at it and said, "No, 10,000 times, no." I said, "That's the boiler room of the powerhouse." And I said, "What's more?" I said, "I then put a transparency over it and I marked in all the things and labelled what they were and what they did." And some of the work I was doing there was in the on the switchboard, and we had some inverse time limit overload relays which had been installed. I think Alan Jones tested them, set them up, and then they had to be checked over some months later. Now, the original ones in there, they looked as though they had the main oil circuit breakers they looked as though they could have been General Electric. I got a sneaking feeling that there was still one or two of them left that hadn't been changed over, but the new ones were Ferguson Palin. And then they associated these inverse time limit relays. Now, the idea is that if you have a gentle sort of overload, well, if it persists for, say, 50 seconds or 100 seconds, it'll trip out at about 10 or 20% above the peak loads that were being experienced. But if there was a short circuit, depending on the magnitude of the short circuit, so this time limit would drop right down to almost instantaneous. It would clear the faults very rapidly. Well, I had to do with all the testing of those, which I used the dummy load that I mentioned in connection with the testing the electricity meters. And one afternoon, though, it was a pretty hot day, and I'd been squatting down behind the switchboard. And this particular, actually, what we used to do was to peg the switch so it couldn't come out, and then disconnect put our test leads onto the inverse time limit overload relay. Well, as I got to my feet, I grabbed hold of some stanchions that were, some pipe work that were there. I had to sort of steady myself as I got to my feet because I was a bit giddy as I stood up. The hydrostatics involved in my blood system sort of dictated that, because when I was bending down all the time, when I stretched up to a full height, of course, blood going down to the other end, you see. And anyway, as I stretched myself, I did have a head of hair in those days. I felt my hair brush against something. I looked up and it was all this damn cambric-covered cable, which has a life of about 20-odd years, which had 5,500 volts on it. So I pulled my head down, disconnected my test leads, connected everything back up again, and I got out with my head bent down low and out, and I did something else to finish the day off. I thought if I was silly enough to do that, I was about 18 or 19 when I did that. So 18 I was.
But none the worse for wear.
No, I did survive. I didn't even feel a tickle, but still, my hair standing on end did sort of warn me that I had something to worry about.